This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now, not to the UK, but another European country that some say isn't fitting within the European Union. It's Hungary, where inflation is running 20%. The government is paying a whopping 10% interest to borrow money. And the country has also been cut off from subsidies and grants from the European Union's Pandemic Recovery Fund. Amid accusations, Hungary is breaking EU anti-discrimination laws, lowering democratic standards, and being too friendly to Russian President Putin, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
When he won re-election decisively earlier this year, Hungarian leader Viktor Orbán declared victory over mostly foreign forces. Among the foreign foes he identified, the EU's bureaucracy in Brussels. Today, those bureaucrats are denying him some $13 billion worth of EU support funds that he urgently needs.
There is a huge deficit, and the EU funds are needed to cover the deficits this year and the next years as well.
Rudolf Berkes of the Political Capital think tank in Budapest.
It is the utmost importance for the Hungarian regime to receive EU funds to continue its operations and continue to increase its power domestically.
The funds have been withheld in a dispute over allegedly anti-gay Hungarian legislation, but Orbán, says Michael Taylor of Oxford Analytica, has accused the EU of woke meddling.
He's saying he's standing up for Hungarian interests against Brussels, which he sees as sort of far too liberal and not really in tune with Hungarian outlook on life.
There are concerns, too, about democratic standards and corruption, particularly when it comes to some EU funds that arrive in Hungary.
Money goes straight into the pockets of Viktor Orbán's cronies. That's not what the European Union thinks it's doing, meant to be doing.
Orbán has now committed to a raft of anti-corruption reforms. There are other reasons for the rift, though. Orbán's pro-Putin sympathies have outraged most of the EU member states, prompting the Dutch and French leaders to ask whether Hungary belongs in a club of liberal democracies. Good question, says Sandra Kroger, head of the Centre for European Studies.
Hungarian democracy really has deteriorated. These days it's an autocracy. It undermines how the EU works. It undermines its legitimacy.
There's no mechanism for expelling a member state. Hungary would have to decide if it wanted to leave. No chance of that, says Rudolf Berkes in Budapest. EU membership is too important politically and economically.
Basically, the last 10 years of growth in Hungary were thanks to these EU subsidies. It represents 4% of the Hungarian GDP each year.
Orbán is under pressure over his budget deficit. One tax-raising measure triggered this huge protest in Budapest this summer. Orbán may have to give ground to get those vital EU billions. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.